W, KZ4, TMA. This is Simon. How are you, Dave?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Just running a few errands. Had a fine start to the week. And, yeah, despite the weather, things are going all right for us in our house. I haven't been able to get on any net for the last week or two. Any big news I should know about in our local ham community?
The meeting being canceled for tonight. Normally, the first Monday of the month, we have the club meeting, but this has been canceled.
Oh, that's good to know. I have that on my calendar. I try to remember to join it every now and then. I've made it once. But tell me more. Is it canceled? I mean, is that a sign of other big news? What's going on? Why is it canceled?
Has the virus, and he's not going to spread it around to other people. He's been diagnosed with it, so he's doing the right thing and canceling it. Until he's got to be quarantined for a while now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, our family avoided it for a year. Then back in May, we got it, and it moved through our family so slowly that it really put us out. We all had to quarantine for about a total of 6 weeks while we waited for it to move through each one of us. Okay, but remind me, who's the president? Who are we talking about?
He doesn't get on the air much. He does a lot of electronics work or electrical work. His call sign is WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. His name is Johnny Allison. You hear people talk about Ray Allison on here. He's one of the founders of the repeater and the club, and that's his son, Johnny.
Ray passed away recently, right? I think you were telling me a little bit about his legacy, and I think I remember you mentioning that at some point on the repeater we'd be broadcasting some old interviews with Ray. Am I getting my stories right?
That's correct. Every now and then, Ray used to he'd tell the history of the repeater, the history of the 6-1 repeater, and how it got started. And, you know, he'd tell people ahead of time that he was going to do it so that they would have the opportunity to make plans to listen. And we recorded a few of those, so every now and then we'll go back and play that recording, just because people are curious about, you know, how did this get started.
No, I liked the idea when you told me, and I still like it. So if they get broadcast, I look forward to listening. But all right, I got my story together now, and it's Johnny, his son. I'm sorry to hear it about COVID, and I'm sorry to hear the meeting has to be canceled. I agree with you. It's the right thing. On the other hand, a little bit of good news in here for me is that the meeting is in person again. I had actually missed that. The last time I joined, it was still happening online. I think it was GoToMeeting or Zoom. So I'm glad to hear they're in person again. Are they still near the Red Cross building or two locations?
Been tonight, I think 940 Grove Road is what I haven't heard them talk about changing it yet, but I know that it's under because of the, you know, second wave. It's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if they went back virtual. Let's put it that way.
Understood. Well, if in a future Monday looks like I'd be able to join, I'll check in and see if they're in person or remote again. But let's see. Other than that, any other big updates? Any update on when this Paris Mountain repeater might get linked to the Caesar's Head one? I remember you and I were talking about that once.
Well, that equipment is ready to go. Has been tested. We've got. Last I heard, we have all the parts we need. We just need a window of opportunity to go up there and do that. I've been working up to the 15th of last month of September. And I'm just kind of like sort of in quasi retirement mode. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, Johnny's still working. Landon's still working. The other guys that are on the repeater committee are. So it's just hard to get time when the weather is good for everybody to get together and go up there and take the next step. The next step is getting internet access up there so that if anything goes wrong with the prototype, we don't have to make a trip up there. Like the last time we had it up there for a test run, it was up there for about a month, I guess, and there were a few things that had Landon had to make a special trip over there, whereas if we would have had internet, it would have just been a really quick fix through the internet. And that's where we are now. We've got some Yaggies. We're ready to put them up so that we have internet connection through Stack Yaggies. Just haven't had time And, you know, with all the COVID stuff going on, everything just went on hold.
Good. Well, listen, congratulations on what you're calling a semi-retirement. I hope it goes really well for you. I'm still, I don't know, decades away from that. But, yeah, it's all right. It's good to hear. And, yeah, thanks for the update on the repeater. I'll be eager to hear if that ever happens. I'm actually at my destination, but when I heard it was you, I thought I'd just pause here for a minute and say hello. So thanks for chatting, and hope you have a safe drive. I'll have to run inside now, so I'll say 73s, and look forward to catching you on the air next time. So thanks again. I'll be clear after your final. This is KZ4TMA.
Good hearing from you. Good hearing you on the air. Look forward to hearing you on the air much more in the future. Take care. KZ4TMA, W4DJW Mobile.